My name is Bisan Abu Sharar. I'm originally from Palestine. I was born and raised in Jerusalem, and I live in Pleasant Hill. I'm coming here to support my Palestinian people. My family lives in West Bank, and my brothers-in-law's family lives in Gaza.
How much contact have you had with them since the most recent uprising after October 7th?
So my brother-in-law tries to contact his family every day, but it's not that easy. Sometimes it's every 3 days that he can get a hold of them. His family has left their homes and went to UN schools. The UNRWA has also told them the day before yesterday that 5 of those schools will be bombed. They were threatened by Israel, so they had to leave these schools and try to find other areas to go to. So their family separated throughout different places. So he tries to contact every one of them to make sure at least that they're alive. Now that's the bare minimum, to just make sure that they're
alive.
There. Yeah, they have lost all their homes because they live close to the border. So all of their homes were bombed and their farms as well.
What are they doing to get by in terms of food, water, fuel, things?
Everybody is working together to share whatever they have, but a lot of the children are actually dehydrated at this point. My brother-in-law is a doctor, so when he gets the opportunity to see a picture or anything, he can tell from their pictures the way the children look that they are completely dehydrated. They don't have any clean water at all at this point. They have water that's I don't know how what the word for it is, but they use the salt water and they clean it, but it's only 70% clean because that's where they're trying to get by, because they don't have fuel to clean the water, so they're trying to get by with whatever they have.
And so if it's salt water, it's not really going to be very hydrating either, right?
No, it's actually very bad for your body, so it's actually working backwards, but that's the only thing they have. And they're bathing and getting they're washing themselves with the seawater, which is also salty, so it's really bad. We're talking about long-term effects, health effects that are happening.
Physical health, and then we can only imagine the mental health.
Yeah, we can't impact. We're talking
can't
about people who've been trying to stay in schools. We're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in one school. Like, all the families, and of course the men have already left the schools. They stay on the streets, and only women and children are staying in the school and trying to give them the opportunity, a better opportunity of survival. But mentally wise, like, it's really hard, especially for the kids, because they haven't gotten... He's saying that most of these people have not gotten 2 hours of sleep throughout the nights, every night, because at night is when Israel does more of the bombing, and these kids cannot sleep. Most of them, if you see pictures, even like after they are hit and they are escorted in the ambulances, most of the kids are putting their hands in their ears, because that's how they've been doing all night, is just trying to like stay as calm as possible with not listening to all this noise.
And have you been able to stomach mainstream media coverage of this?
It's been very hard. It's been very hard to see the Western perspective, especially at the news, manipulating all the information. Growing up there and knowing and being a Muslim as well, we do, like, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, even when you're at war, you are not allowed to kill an elderly, kill a child, destroy a worship place, or hurt a woman. And what they showed in the news, or what they were talked about in the news, is completely opposite of what our teachings are. And I know for sure that our men, or people who are defending our cause, would not do that. And until today, 15, 17, I don't know how many, I lost count of days, 2 weeks in the...
And counting.
They have not proven any of the claims that they have talked about. So, and the other hand, you have videos that are coming out. Of course, there's no coverage on the Western media of whatsoever. They have no reporters on ground in Gaza. All we see is only Palestinian reporters, they're using their phones to show us the truth and what is going on. A lot of those reporters have died. At least what's reported until today are 18 reporters have died in the bombings, which is a war crime by itself. Not talking about anything else. And 1,500 kids have been murdered, and we see videos of that. Let's pretend that the 40 children are what happened. These 40 children is true. you're talking about 1,500 children have been already killed. How many more do they have to kill until we stop this? Like, how many more people need to die? Even if you actually stand with Israel, even if you stand with everything that and condemn Hamas, how many more Palestinians, innocent Palestinians, have to die? How many of this war crime have to happen until somebody says something and stop this? Because they can, if they want to, they can stop this. But they're allowing it to happen every day, in and out. Every hour until today, while we're standing here, they are being bombed. Children are dying.
And you're Palestinian American.
Yes.
So, President Biden, how do you feel like he's doing is representing you as an American?
Well, he's not representing us for sure. He's not even like, number one, as a president, like, how do you stand up in front of your people and say a lie? You say in front of all your people and you say that I saw children being headed, and saying all this information, and then it's translated on the media and say all of this information that caused the death of a six-year-old and other terrorist attacks that happened in the U.S. because you are dehumanizing us. You are showing that the Palestinians and the Muslims and everybody, actually not even just Muslims and Palestinians, everybody who stands with Palestine is being dehumanized. They're being attacked every day, being threats, getting threats to lose their job, to lose their house, to lose their anything and everything. And of course he's not presenting us. He's not even like empathizing with us. He's dehumanizing us and saying it's okay for us to be killed. It's okay for us to be bombed because Israel is defending itself. It's like us being going through this for the 80 years. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. After all these deaths, you were talking about almost 5,000 have been killed. Now we're still not allowed to defend ourselves. Now if any Palestinian comes out and does anything to resist this, it's still called terrorists. Attacks because we're not allowed to defend ourselves, but they are allowed to defend themselves. It just doesn't make it. It's so hypocrite. It's unbelievable.
When words like pure evil and things like this are used and maybe conflated into describing a whole group of people, what are your worries?
I am very worried. I thought I live in a really safe neighborhood. My kids go to a really good school. They used to be able to go walk to school. At least I was okay with them going to walk to school, but not anymore, unfortunately, because I don't feel safe anymore. A lot of my friends who wear the hijab, I wear my hijab, I'm proud of it, and I've been wearing it for a very long time. I would never like take it off because of any threats, but I know a lot of my friends that have actually thought about taking it off because they are afraid that they'll be attacked just for wearing it.
Because it's a visual representation of your identity.
Yes, and I know that one lady in Bay Area, she was spit on and she was attacked by a man on the street while she was walking her child to school. So now I don't allow my kids, since this started happening 2 weeks ago, I don't let my kids go walk to school anymore, although I live like just 5 minutes away from the school because I'm afraid for their safety. I'm afraid for, because all my kids are very proud of who they are, and all their friends and everybody at school, they know that they're Palestinian because they talk about it all the time. And I'm just afraid that they'll be attacked just for the pure reason of being Palestinian.
So what are you telling your kids right now to try to give them hope during this kind of dire situation?
It's really hard, but not just for Palestine, for every like human cause and everything that really as a human we need to stand up for. I've always had my kids involved. We always come when Shireen Abu Akleh, the reporter, was shot by the Israeli forces a couple years ago, or even less than yet. It was last year, I think. My kids as well went with us to stand against that. And I've always been very clear with them, talked to them about the history, where this started. It started many, many years ago, and how Palestinians are defending themselves. It's definitely not okay to harm other people. But at the same time, when you are put in a situation that trying to be peaceful is not solving the problem, and you're still being bullied all the time, you need to stand. And I live this myself. I was born and raised in Jerusalem, but when the Israelis built up the walls and they separated West Bank from the Israeli areas, I was kicked out. My family and myself were kicked out of Jerusalem. We had to move to the West Bank because we don't have Israeli IDs. Just because we have Palestinian IDs, we're not allowed to live in the Israeli areas anymore. So we had to like be moved out of our area. Although we own that house, this is generations and generations of We inherited this house from our grandparents, and they inherited it from their grandparents.
So settler colonialism has touched your individual family.
Yes, definitely. And one of the, now where we stay in the West Bank, or at least where my family lives right now in the West Bank, the mountain that's really in front of their house is completely, it is a huge settlement. But the land that is built on, it belongs to my father and my grandfather and his grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I have proof of that. Like, they are living and building their settlements on our land without even asking for permission. They took this land from us. They built their settlement, and they put gates where we can't move on their streets. If they decide one day, for their safety or their holiday, whatever reason, they want to close the gates, we can't even move or go to work or go to schools. We have to walk to that gate and get permission to cross it, and then from there get a cab to go to wherever we work. So we can't even use our own cars to move. So it is a colonizing
experience,
yeah.
And this is maybe speculative imagination here, but what's the solution? What do we need to do?
Well, this is a very hard question.
Yeah.
Number one, the world, the whole world now, we thought only Israelis to admit of our existence and that we have the right to return. Our great-grandparents, our grandparents who were moved out of Palestine in 1948, they have the right to return. All their families have the right to return to their lands. So number one, the whole world needs to recognize that we are a Palestinian people, have the right to go back to our land. We have the right to resist whenever we are being treated in such ways. So to be honest, I don't know the answer right now, but I know that this needs to stop. Number one, they need to really, first of all, cease fire. They need to stop killing people in Gaza like this. People in Gaza do not deserve to live in this camp. I don't want to call it even an open prison, because it's not. It's really a camp, and they are being treated less than what their prime minister said. They are less than animals or less than human. They need to be treated fairly. They need to be treated like humans. They need to have their own land. They need to be able to eat and drink and live their life and leave the camp, the Gaza, and come back whenever they want, and not being controlled like this.
What message would you send to President Biden or even Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, to President Biden, I would say that he really needs to, first, whenever he comes out and talks about something, he needs to make sure that it's true before he comes out and talks about it, because his word affects a whole community and a whole nation. It's not a word of a person, it's a word of a president. He needs to take that into consideration. When the hospital was bombed, all the media was saying, we have to make sure if it was the Palestinians or the Israelis who bombed. Now they have time to investigate and make sure. But when we're talking about the other side, no, they don't. You just come out and say it as is. So first of all, they need to make sure that the information they are spreading is true. They need to really change this media. The media is being controlled completely by the Zionists, and they're spreading lies, which is causing hatred and more crimes. Definitely they need to work on their media and being truthful to what they believe in, and not just support Israel just because it's Israel or for whatever political reasons behind that. What they are doing right now is just going to cause more harm and more crime.
And then lastly, message for Americans who have no clue what's going on. And
I think they need to educate themselves. I don't think right now at this time of our lives, like in 2023, there's no excuse for anybody to say this is what we see on the media. That now it's not your only resource of information. A lot. We're talking about thousands of people who believe the media, but then for some reason in their heart, when they saw the pictures in Gaza, what's coming out from Gaza, they decided to look for the truth. And then when they went out and looked for it, they found it. It's really easy to find. You can find it online. You can find it in books. It's not hard. You can just, it's not complicated like everybody says. It's very simple. You can just find it.
And what gives you hope yourself? Do you still have hope?
Yes, definitely. I have a lot of hope. Number one, and I know that not everybody that in here is a Muslim, but as Muslims, we believe that God is always going to be with those who are righteous, and we know that we are on the righteous path. And also, even if I wasn't a Muslim, even if I have a lot of Christian friends, I grew up going to Christian schools. We also believe that if you are on the righteous path, history has proven that It will always come to that the righteous people will actually win, because it is always going to be a fight between the righteous and the evil, but you just have to fight for what you believe is true.
Anything else you want to add?
I'd like to add that we're very grateful for people who are supporting Palestine, for people who are looking for the truth, who are seeking the truth and then standing with the truth. I really am grateful for a lot of my American friends who are sitting here with us. And I know that when we all fight for this, for what's righteous, we will eventually be heard, and this will stop.